きしめた勢いでなんて考える後ろ姿の君が手を振り笑う君が愛しい人なんだまた好きなのかもしれない青い空には雲は一つもないメイシーメイピー好きなのかもしれないそれが恋だと分かってるけど言い訳メイビ
Yep. Hello, hello. It is. It's October 4th, 2022, and it is 19:09 UTC. We beat the 10 o'clock, the 10-minute mark, but still not quite there. A lot of work going on, and I was all prepared, and I had everything organized so that I could come to the roof. In plenty of time to be on the air on time. But there's a certain energy you put out whenever you really want to do something not work related, because I immediately, about, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes before the show, got a bunch of chats and had to respond to work stuff. I just got up and walked away eventually, but such is life. So, we're here. There's lots of news to talk about. Want to give a shout-out to Com. Hello and everywhere to Jeff and Ten and X1. Brandon and Cinesphere. And Illuminator. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. It is news time. And then we've got Dubious Goals Committees coming up at the bottom of the hour in 20 minutes at 19:30 UTC. Today being Tuesday, that means we've got internet noises afterwards, which is always a fun time. Hello, Utsoho, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. I've been looking at a lot of motorcycles. My motorcycle magazine came in the mail yesterday. I'm looking at a lot of motorcycles, and now I'm like, ooh, maybe I should buy a motorcycle. I know it's a bad idea, but anyway, I like my motorcycle, but it's a 2005. I'm thinking I could probably trade it in and buy a modern one that has like anti-lock brakes and cruise control and stuff. Hey, user 724, welcome, welcome. User 724, is asking, who is an ARPA now? I'm guessing that you have joined the ranks. I guess we could press capital U. If you don't know, to get into COM, all you gotta do is SSH over to sdf.org, and then once you're there, press type COM, just type COM, press enter, and G for go to, and then type anon radio, all lowercase, all one word, and you get to hang out with cool people, like user 724, who is validated and joined ARPA on Tuesday, October 4th at 0116. Way to go. Account created August 17th. Welcome, welcome. Howdy to Claudio M and Flipper 88, X1, and everybody else, Sinosphere, the whole crew. Thank you guys for being here and hope you are having a great day. No Brad Pitts, unless Brad Pitt's username happens to be user 724, in which case, yes. But, oh golly, there's not as much death and destruction today, but there is still some. Let's see what's flying overhead today. We got a loud, oh, it's another helicopter. It is going in the general same direction as the one yesterday. Oh, it is, it's the same exact helicopter. I get a better view of it this time though. It isn't a two-seater. It's like a helicopter with like a cargo bay, like a regular, like when you picture a drug smuggler helicopter, or like the helicopter that, the A-Team, that kind of helicopter that Murdoch would fly. But anyway, and it looks like they're heading in the same, they've got the same bearing, like they're headed the same way, but they are not flying the exact same path they flew yesterday. They're off, I don't know, half a mile or so. Anywho, sorry, the helicopter flew over and I was like, oh, we got to talk about this. So yeah, I think that black helicopter with minimal markings on it must be making regular trips to and from somewhere. Austin, Texas is a fancy place these days. There's a couple of high profile millionaires that live here, and the Austin City Limits Music Festival is going to be starting soon. I think this weekend, next weekend, something like that. So maybe it's related to that. I don't know. We'll find out eventually, maybe. Maybe it's Harry Styles' jet, who knows, or helicopter. Anyway, let's talk about news. If you don't have time or don't want to hang around and listen to the show, that's fine. You can go to tx0.org/1br. That's tangoxray0.org/1bravoromeo, all lowercase, https://tx0.org/1br. That is a nice little short URL to my one tab for the stories today, including, I accidentally included the tx0.org URL shortening service as one of the tabs, so that'll be in there for you if you're so inclined to check that out. Better make that payment, Brandon. All right, well, let's jump into some news. First, sad news out of South Africa. A German tourist has been killed. A German tourist was killed Monday in South Africa by gunmen who intercepted his car near the large Kruger Park Game Reserve. Police said suspecting foul play, the police said in a statement on Monday, October 3rd. Four German tourists were driving to the Mduli Safari Lodge, a luxury lodge about 15 kilometers from the northeastern Kruger Park, when they were intercepted by three armed men who demanded that they open the vehicle doors. Preliminary investigations show the driver then locked the doors and one of the suspects shot him in the upper body through the window, and he died in the spot. The assailants then fled in their car without taking anything from the tourists. The German embassy in South Africa is in touch with local authorities about the tragic incident and is looking after the German nationals who were affected. The Kruger, which covers some 20,000 square kilometers, it's hard to picture, fathom that size, 20,000 square kilometers, embedded in a vast unfenced savanna that stretches into neighboring Mozambique, is South Africa's largest national park and one of the continent's most tourist-friendly wildlife reserves. South Africa's Department of Tourism offered its condolences and urged police to find and prosecute the assailants. So, I'm not, hey, Tobe, yeah, that's all you got to do, user 724. Just put an H, an HTML file. Well, actually, just run MK homepage, and then just throw your HTML in the public or in your HTML directory. All right. So that's a sad news there. What else is going on? Well, let's talk about people dying in the United States. Hypothermia deaths of unhoused people rise sharply in Los Angeles, records reveal. Data obtained by The Guardian shows at least 14 unhoused people froze to death in 2021. At least 14 froze. A new county data reveals, marking a sharp increase in reports of hypothermia fatalities and a grim sign of how dire the region's homelessness catastrophe has become. Out of 14 deaths where LA coroner's office cited cold exposure and hypothermia last year, 6 victims died on sidewalks. 4 died in hospitals, and the others were found at a bus bench, a parking lot, a dried-up riverbed, and an abandoned building. The death toll is significantly higher than previous years, with 6 reported deaths in 2020, 9 in 2019, and 7 in 2018. 3 were in 2017. Rising casualties due to cold temperatures offer a stark illustration of the severe public health disaster. And the known internationally for its year-round sunny weather, but where people living outside can struggle to survive winter and rain. Previous reporting has shown more unhoused people die of hypothermia in LA than in New York City. There are times when you're perpetually cold and whatever you do to try to stay warm just doesn't work, says Tanya Myers, a 47-year-old who lives in an LA encampment with her 21-year-old son. California is known across the country as the land of sunshine. And people believe it doesn't rain here, but it can go from extreme hot to extreme cold, and it stresses immune systems a lot. So, very sad times indeed. Homelessness, there aren't social programs are few and far between in the United States. So, it's a little bit of what's going on. I'd say the wiki has a lot of information for you, user 724. Pretty fun stuff there. All right, what else is going on? Well, Robert Gilman, an ex-U.S. Marine, has been jailed in Russia for a drunken attack. An ex-U.S. Marine has been sentenced to 4.5 years in Russian prison for kicking a police officer while drunk. Police removed Robert Gilman from a train after complaints from fellow passengers in January. He was then arrested for kicking an officer while in custody. Gilman told the court in Voronezh, southwestern Russia, that he didn't remember the incident, but apologized to Russia and to the officer. After being found guilty, Gilman, 28, and from Massachusetts, said the sentence requested by the prosecution was too strict. The lawyers told TASS, the Russian news state agency, that Gilman was in Russia to study and obtain citizenship. Gilman was reportedly staying in Sochi, but headed by train to Moscow to replace his damaged passport at the U.S. Embassy. His lawyers said they would appeal against the court's decision and contact U.S. officials to seek a prisoner exchange. If he's trying to become a citizen there, it seems kind of counterproductive that he would want to come back to the United States. Especially right now, the prisoner exchange is pretty tough. We're trying to get the NBA player back before a drunk civilian guy who kicked a cop. Another ex-Marine, Trevor Reed, was freed in April in a prisoner swap after being found guilty of violence against a police officer in a night out in Russia. Oh, okay. The U.S., we're rescuing our best from the cold, cruel clutches of the foreign country. He maintains his innocence. There's other people. Then they talk about other people. But we're still waiting for Griner to get returned. Brittany Griner is a WNBA star that's been held over there for a while. All right, well, sports news, that's not very exciting. It looks like my Al Jazeera article, again, had a cookie pop up. I guess it's because I haven't accepted the cookies on my computer. So it keeps popping up every time. Anyway, here we go. Armed depositors hold up more banks in Lebanon over restrictions. Yep, that's right. We talked about this before, and it's happening, continuing to happen. Outraged depositors, at least 2 of them armed, have stormed 3 commercial banks across Lebanon amid a wave of holdups triggered by a national financial meltdown. On Tuesday morning, a Lebanese man armed with a pistol and grenade entered the Chatura branch of BLC Bank, demanding access to his $24,000 in savings, according to Depositors Outcry, a group campaigning for angry depositors. The group said in a statement that the man, identified as Ali al-Sahili, is in debt and also needed to wire money to his son, who's studying in Ukraine. He had been trying to sell his kidney, the statement said. Similar incidents have been snowballing across Lebanon as the population grows more frustrated over informal capital controls that banks have imposed since an economic downturn in 2019. Security forces later entered the bank and arrested al-Sahili before he could access any money. Also on Tuesday, a group of people employed at a state power station in Lebanon's north stormed the First National Bank branch in the port city of Tripoli, according to witnesses. They're angry with delays and withdrawing their salaries, as well as fees they were being charged for the process, their union representative, Talal Hajer, told reporters outside the bank. So, it's not looking like it's getting any better there in Lebanon, so that's got to suck. I'd be really mad if I had $24,000 in cash, that'd be great. But then I'd be really mad if I couldn't access it because it's locked up in the bank. Hey, Fog, welcome. Dropping some knowledge there. Okay. Sorry. There's more talk helping getting the index, getting the homepage set up. If you're with Anon Radio, it's pretty awesome. Or not Anon Radio, if you're with SDF, once you're ARPA, you can set up your own little homepage. Like I'm mnw.sdf.org, you know? It's pretty fun. All right. So what else is going on? North Korea shot a missile over Japan, caused a big freak out. That's right. North Korea fired a ballistic missile over Japan in what appeared to be a deliberate escalation to get the attention of Tokyo and Washington. The missile traveled 4,500 kilometers before falling into the Pacific Ocean, far enough to hit the U.S. island of Guam if it took another trajectory. It's the North's first missile launch over Japan since 2017. Japan issued an alert to some citizens to take cover. I saw a TikTok video of someone that was in a town where the air raid sirens were going off and everyone had gone to seek shelter. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea conducted their own military drills in response. South Korea and U.S. aircraft fired at a mock target on an uninhabited island in the Yellow Sea, while the U.S. and Japan also jointly carried out drills over the Sea of Japan. The U.N. prohibits North Korea from testing ballistic and nuclear weapons. Flying missiles towards or over other countries without any warning or consultation also contravenes international norms. Most countries avoid doing it completely as it can be easily mistaken for an attack. While it is not as big as a nuclear test, which could be next, it can be considered hugely provocative. People in the north of Japan, including Hokkaido Island and Aomori City, reportedly woke up to the noise of sirens and text alerts, which read, "North Korea appears to have launched a missile. Please evacuate." As the missile flew overhead, they were warned to look out for falling debris. Many remained calm, though, with one video showing Tokyo commuters walking normally as loudspeakers blared out warnings. But others were more shaken. "If a missile hit, I was worried it would be a big problem, not only here, but nationwide." Officials later said the intermediate-range ballistic missile fell into the Pacific Ocean far from Japan, and there were no reported injuries. It had covered the longest distance ever traveled by a North Korean missile and reached a height of around 1,000 kilometers, higher than the International Space Station. Could you imagine if North Korea accidentally took out the International Space Station while it was trying to launch a test missile? Anyway, U.S. President Joe Biden reinforced Washington's ironclad commitment to Japan's defense during a phone call with Mr. Kishida, while the two leaders jointly condemned the missile test. They confirmed they would work closely with South Korea and the international community to coordinate an immediate and longer-term response. So, we'll see what's going on here later, but Pyongyang's conducted 6 nuclear tests between 2006 and 2017. East Asian state regularly defies the ban on nuclear and missile tests, saying it needs to bolster its defenses. So, that is it's one way of things going on. Tobe is pro-sanctioning of world leaders. But yeah, it's very scary. I am talking in context of Anon Radio. Oh, yeah. Yeah, user 724, I hope you're tuned in and listening to Anon Radio. That's what the channel's all about. Anon Radio. And shout out. Hey, Tin. Hello, hello. Send in Angirasu. Angirasu. All right. What else is going on? Lots of stuff, but we only got about 4 minutes to go. So please stick around. Get your popcorn and your tea ready. The Dubious Goals Committee is starting in just 4 minutes. But what do you mean? What's going on? What's going on in the rest of the world? Come on. We got to get our news in. I know. I know. Well, here's what else is going on. Most of Bangladesh lost power after a failure of the national power grid. The death toll has been tragically rising in Florida, and more criticism is mounting against the government's response to the event. Burkina Faso is protesting France and ECOWAS, while demonstrators are protesting and waving Russian flags. And there's a couple of tech stories I want to get out, and then there's some gruesome stories we can get to if we have time. One, Twitter shares have halted trading after it's reported Elon Musk is going to go ahead and buy Twitter. He's been forced to buy it. He said he was going to, and then he's just been putting it off, so now he has to. In San Francisco, they're piloting a program to allow live monitoring of private security cameras. This is good old-fashioned Black Mirror kind of police state stuff. Last week, San Francisco city leaders approved a 15-month pilot allowing police to monitor live footage from surveillance cameras owned by consenting businesses and civilians without a warrant. The 7-4 decision by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors was a major loss for a broad coalition of civil liberty groups that had argued the move would give police unprecedented surveillance. It also seemingly marked a departure from the progressive stance on surveillance the city's leadership had previously maintained. So, if you're in San Francisco, it's not just the eye in the sky. It's every Ring camera and business. It's not just public. It's not just publicly owned things. It's all the private cameras now, too. So you got to be careful. The other part was EU Parliament has approved a common charging cable for 2024. European MPs have voted for a law requiring all new portable devices to use the same type of charging cable. Smartphones and tablets, including the Apple iPhone and iPad, would have to use a USB-C charger from 2024, while laptop manufacturers would have until 2026 to make the change. There were 602 votes in favor and 13 against, with 8 abstaining. Member states are expected to grant approval on October 24th before the rule is signed into law. Following a provisional agreement by the European Union in June 2022, the UK government told BBC News it was not currently considering introducing a common charging cable, but under the current post-Brexit arrangements, the new regulation could apply to Northern Ireland. The new requirement may also apply to devices sold in Northern Ireland under the terms of the Northern Ireland Protocol and the Brexit Agreement. So please stick around, get your USB-C cables ready, and enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. And bye. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. Wow, wow, wow. 7.